We're back to the news now. A bit of a mix of items as we hear of some efforts in aid of charity. But we will start with a couple of stories about provision for children, the availability of music appreciation, and a real contrast, a boxing club. The future of a service which has helped thousands of children to make music and learn instruments is uncertain, due to a major shake-up. The Norfolk Music Hub is a partnership of organisations and schools led by Norfolk County Council to get children and young people making music. The hub ensures children get the chance to learn musical instruments and to perform in ensembles with public concerts. But the Arts Council England, which provides money for the hubs on behalf of the Department for Education, is slashing the number of them from 118 to 43. It has said the music hub for Norfolk and Suffolk must be combined. Norfolk County Council has lodged a bid with the Arts Council to be the lead organisation for the new Norfolk and Suffolk music hub from September next year. The successful bidder will get more than £2 million to provide the service and £660,000 to spend on buying instruments between September 2024 and August 2025.
A youth boxing group which has become a beacon of hope in a city community is celebrating as the club continues to go from strength to strength. Broadside Warriors Amateur Boxing Club, based in Dereham Road, Cossey, has been gifted state-of-the-art equipment through funding gifted by Cossey Town Council. Their gym, situated close to the junction with Richmond Road, has done a lot of work with underprivileged children and young people. So when the opportunity came up for councillors from the suburb to help out, they didn't hesitate. Paul Lewis, assistant head coach of Broadside Warriors ABC, said, "Thanks to the funding we have received on behalf of Cossey Town Council, we've been able to purchase a cable crossover weight machine for the boxing gym. The equipment can aid boxers in regard to strength and conditioning. Some of the boxers are from underprivileged communities and cannot necessarily afford separate gym memberships as well as boxing. So being able to provide more tools to help boxers in terms of growth and development is fantastic."
Festive cheer has arrived early in the city centre as a Christmas card shop continues its pursuit of a multi-million pound target for the good causes it supports. The original Norwich Charity Christmas Card Shop has made its return for a fourth year at St Peter Mancroft Church, with 28 charities supported. Hundreds of different cards are again on sale, with every penny raised distributed between the charities, ranging from Amnesty International and the Alzheimer's Society to Norwich Food Bank. The shop will be open Monday to Saturday between 10:45 a.m. and 3 p.m. until Thursday, December the 14th, with Christmas shoppers able to purchase individual cards or packs by cash or card.
A group of teaching and school staff raised more than £1,000 for a cancer charity after taking part in a 10-kilometre walk. Team Tech raised the money through their participation in the Norwich Shine 10K Walk for Cancer Research. The event, which began at 7:30 in the evening, was held in Norwich this year, but travels around different UK cities each year. A representative for the team said, "All of the team members have been affected or touched by cancer in some way. It was a fantastic event and a great atmosphere."
A letter, penned by Albert Einstein when he went into hiding from the Nazis in Norfolk, has sold for £7,500. The letter was one of 22 written by the Jewish scientist and other historical figures of the 20th century, including Winston Churchill, Charles de Gaulle, and Chiang Kai-shek, to Oxford academic Sir William David Ross. The letters were donated to Oxfam by Sir William's daughter, Catherine Ross, and raised £28,000 for the charity at an auction in London earlier this month. Einstein's letter, written in German, was sent from Cromer on October 1, 1933. Einstein and his wife Elsa had fled Europe when Adolf Hitler and the Nazis came to power, hiding out at a farm in Rauten for 3 weeks before emigrating to the US on October 17, 1933.